Hello and good evening, everybody. We've got Ryan Dawson confirmed. He's going to come on for a long one tomorrow, 1 p.m. UK. The big news today is, did he get bail or not? You know, we're expecting an announcement anytime on that one. We've got Samson, the influencer who the private investigator showed at his house, coming on at 6 p.m. today. So that's in 3 hours, 20 minutes. We've got Ron coming on at 3. He's doing a three-hour show, a Diddy show. And I think it's the bail one we need to start out with, because everybody's pondering what's going to happen. Reggie Wright Jr., who was our last guest on Alive, is claiming that Diddy is going to get released. He thinks Diddy's going to get released on the live. All right, so Diddy is blasting prosecutors for destroying his reputation. How dare they? As he makes third bid for release on bail. He's claiming that his rep has been destroyed. And he's saying that, quote, the allegations and aggressive and deceptive media tactics pursued by prosecutors have already shredded his public image, and only an acquittal can reverse that. Wishful thinking, but it's always worth a try. He's claiming that the charges that he ran, the decade-long criminal enterprise, are fictional, and that prosecutors are putting a theatrical spin on the truth. He is seeking to discredit his accusers, including his ex, Cassie. He said that a second victim was not even a victim because she was voluntarily intimate with him for years. Wow. He's really fighting back after being denied bail twice, including a $50 million bail package involving round-the-clock monitoring by security guards and home detention. No more freak-offs. So the hearing today is at the federal court in New York, and it's his third attempt to get three. In this bail application, his lawyers have written, Mr. Coombs fully intends to face these charges. The prospect of a conviction does not materially change his incentives here. His reputation has already been destroyed by the government's allegations and aggressive and deceptive media tactics, and can only be rebuilt by winning at trial. His legal team are taking aim at two of the survivors, saying that the, quote, narrative the government presented was fictional, and that they're turning it into theater. The filing is criticizing the security camera video of Diddy attacking Cassie, claiming that the full version is not as damning as the version leaked to CNN. I think we saw enough. In fact, quote, it was just a sad glimpse into a decade-long consensual relationship. Can you believe how they minimize these things? Kicking Cassie like she were a football in the hotel was not him just absolutely violating a woman with extreme violence. It was a sad glimpse into a decade-long consensual relationship. That is pathetic. They said that the shocking footage was edited and manipulated to make it look worse than it was. No, perhaps if he'd never done any of that in the first place, he wouldn't be looking so bad. That's the bottom line. They are claiming that the incident was merely a domestic dispute in which he ran down the hall of the hotel to recover his clothes and cell phone. Oh, I'm sure they're going to claim that he just tripped over Cassie. That's what happened here. He was so frantically looking for his clothes and cell phone as he ran down the hall of the hotel. He just tripped over Cassie and entangled with her, accidentally entangling with her, not trying to hurt her as much as he could. It was all purely accidental, folks. Let's just swallow that one whole, shall we? Indeed, they are even adding, nor is there one piece of evidence backing up the claim that Cassie was transported. The document is stating. His lawyers are saying there is no second victim at all, as the second victim in the indictment was voluntarily intimate with Mr. Coombs for years. Prosecutors are arguing that Diddy is continuing to obstruct justice while in prison, and no set of bail conditions will stop him from influencing the jury and tampering with witnesses. And they've been citing the video of his kids, the birthday one that we've already discussed, as evidence that he is coordinating a public relations campaign from behind bars, which I believe is true. We're going to get to Elon Musk and Ellen DeGeneres shortly. So they're saying that, this is Diddy's lawyers, grasping at straws. The government makes much of Mr. Coombs' request that his family make an Instagram post to celebrate his birthday. We do not believe that a social media post showing his family's love and birthday wishes violated the court's order, even if it presents him in a more positive light than the overwhelmingly unfavorable media coverage which has dominated the public narrative about Mr. Coombs for the past year. Let's all feel sorry for Diddy, shall we? During the hearing today, the judge is expected to deal with questions about alleged prosecutorial misconduct, which Diddy's lawyers are hoping could lead to the case being dismissed. And this is a dispute concerning notes seized by a Bureau of Prisons investigator during an October 28th raid on Diddy's cell in the MDC. Prosecutors used some of the notes to argue that Diddy was still trying to obstruct justice by paying a female witness to make a positive statement about him on Insta. His lawyers are claiming that this material is privileged and said in court this week that they need to find out more info before deciding what the remedy could be. But the matter is so serious. They are hoping that the case will be dismissed or the team of four female prosecutors recused. That is Diddy's lawyer's pipe dream. So, we are awaiting developments on this story. And we've got 15 minutes before Ron comes in. He's doing a three-hour show. And at 6 o'clock, we're bringing in Samson, whose house was visited by the PIs. We've got Ryan Dawson coming on tomorrow at 1 p.m. UK for a long one. And we've got Julia Vandelt, part 10, coming the following week, early the first week of December. All right, so the other headlines that I'm trying to get through in the next 15 minutes, Elon Musk versus Ellen DeGeneres with Diddy theory amid her UK move after the Trump win. We have got Diddy baby mama getting cozy with a mystery man as Diddy languishes behind bars. Probably won't spend much time on that one. What I will spend time and show you some of the clip is from Amala's YouTube channel. Amala is a young woman who was visited by private investigators. And she's got 2.25 million subs on YouTube. She's been reporting on Diddy. And she's put a video up in the last 24 hours saying that she found the private investigators who asked her about Diddy. And I've got Shane reaching out to see if she will come on. And as for the lady in the photographs who they were eating the food off, who was on Lionel B's show, I'm pretty sure She's going to be coming on at early next week, early to middle of next week. She is our most requested guest right now. So let's go over to Trump versus Ellen DeGeneres. He couldn't resist following the news that Ellen left the US and moved to the UK. And he posted on his social media platform on Thursday, ribbing DeGeneres after the rap reported that she had taken up residence at a home in England's Cotswolds. That's just 1 to 2 hours north of me, which she and wife Portia had purchased shortly before the presidential election early this month, in which Trump emerged victorious. And what's Trump going to do about Biden escalating the war with Russia? I'm away this weekend for quite a bit, but I'm going to try and do some live streaming on the road. And we need to get all of our war experts on because, you know, we were talking about it going nuclear about 2 months ago when we had the war experts on. And everything is playing out as a scenario that we examined. All right, back to DeGeneres. The comedian and the Arrested Development star had purchased their new UK home in October to get the hell out of the US following Trump's victory. So they're obviously against freedom of speech and the other good stuff. Despite highlighting the connection between DeGeneres and Diddy, this post comes after an awkward 28 interview on the Ellen DeGeneres show in which the host alluded to Diddy's extreme parties. Musk previously described Diddy as a close friend shortly after he bought X, as reported in Kate Conger and Ryan Mack's Character Limit. But he couldn't resist the urge to poke fun at Ellen DeGeneres. Musk quoting an earlier post by an ex-user that appeared to suggest that DeGeneres may have had intimate knowledge of the freak-off parties that Diddy put on, which allegedly play a part in the criminal charge against him. Yes. The original post that Musk shared included a screenshot of one of DeGeneres' posts on what was known as Twitter from November 4th, 2016, which was Diddy's birthday. Happy birthday, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, or as I call him, Cuddle Mac Snuggle Stuff. You don't need to know why. At I Am Diddy. That's from Ellen DeGeneres' account. The user who shared the screenshot added, it makes sense why she fled the country after the election. And Musk was content to just let the original post do the talking and skipped adding his own commentary. Instead, he posted a single skeptical emoji with a raised eyebrow as he quoted the earlier post to his 205.5 million X followers. And the comments were filled with accounts had previously shared certain theories. And many of the posts referenced Jeffrey of the Island. However, one reply included a screenshot showing Musk and Diddy. And there's a bit of blowback from Musk there. Let's see. Musk's close to Diddy. All right, yeah. So in September, DeGeneres' ties to the mogul were also scrutinized after her show interview with him from 2018 surfaced online. In an interview, she noted that Diddy was late to set and she wondered if he would be early to a party she was throwing. Diddy responded, yes, I am. No, you know, I have to arrive fashionably late. To which she responded, not too late, though, please. Diddy then asked her what time he should arrive, to which she replied, I'll tell you later. She added, but not too late, because, you know, once you get there, the party really starts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got you. I promise you, I'm not going to let you down on this big one. For real, Diddy answered. Your feet are going to have blisters. You're going to be dancing so hard. So, DeGeneres and her wife have been spotted a couple of hours north of me. enjoying the tunes of the cause, out at a pub called The Farmer's Dog, which is owned by British broadcaster Jeremy Clarkson. Ellen and Portia among those listening to the Irish band. Singers James Blunt and Natalie Imbruglia were also present. All right, so that's that one about Degeneres. Let's get rid of that. We've already done Diddy blasting the prosecutors, bail hearing. Diddy's baby mama gets cozy with Mystery Man as he languishes behind bars. Let's pray that neither of them get pneumonia, because that seems to happen. Not only to Diddy's baby mamas, but also to whoever they get together with. We've got Jay-Z and Diddy wanted Biggie killed. This has come out a news report today. Sean, Diddy's bodyguard, Uncle Ron, once made an explosive claim about Diddy and Jay-Z's involvement in Biggie's killing. And within 24 hours of his confession, he was found dead under mysterious circumstances. Wow. He made a big revelation that Jay-Z and Diddy conspired to kill Biggie. Allegedly, Ron came clean on social media and spilled the beans on the ties between Beyoncé, Jay-Z, and P. Diddy. Releasing his video on TikTok, he claimed that Jay-Z and Diddy wanted Biggie killed. Allegedly, Jay-Z and Diddy wanted Biggie killed. Bottom line, here's a man, Biggie, that wanted to leave Bad Boy Records. He wanted to do his own thing. He mentioned several times that he was tired of being used and abused, that he was bigger than Bad Boy itself. Jay-Z wanted him, Biggie, out of the industry, period, so he could take over and be the biggest hip-hop artist around. And I wonder who is the biggest hip-hop artist around. It's all business, folks, said Uncle Ron. And he accused Diddy of approaching him in 97 to carry out the killing of Biggie. These claims shook people. There was no proper evidence to support the statements. The internet got intrigued when Uncle Ron passed away within 24 hours of releasing the video. He breathed his last at the age of 59 on September the 14th, with the reason for his demise to date unknown. Wow. People have been trying to join the dots between the tell-all video and the death, and believe that Diddy's former bodyguard's claim may have some substance. Further, despite some reports claiming that Ron passed away because of pneumonia, others have their suspicions. There we go. Even more pneumonia. All right. I've got 8 minutes before Ron comes in with his three-hour show, followed by Samson coming in, who also had people come to his house, private investigators. Well, Amala also had private investigators come to her house. And she's posted several videos about this. She's got over 2 million followers on YouTube, so full credit to her for this video. Let's take a look at what she said. She's also found another influencer who's had the visit.
Back to the Diddy story. Okay, y'all. I came on this show, I spoke to y'all, and I said some private investigators came to a place that I used to live, two men, and we actually found out who these two men are, or at least we know what they look like now. And they knocked on the door, they started talking to my best friend and said, we know we heard Amala lives here. They came really under false pretenses, trying to have a conversation with her about whether or not I'm paid to talk about the different topics that I talk about on this show. And once I got on the phone, interrogated them a little bit, they ended up letting me know they were private investigators to an unnamed client who they would not disclose, who were trying to figure out if influencers were paid to talk about P. Diddy and his connection to.
All right. So they've gone to one of her former addresses. And she was given a heads up. They've not actually gone to her actual present address.
Certain celebrities. So immediately my mind is thinking some sort of celebrity has hired this group of people to sort of travel around and maybe get some dirt on whether or not these people have been paid to talk about them and to share particular bits of information about them, although we do not have that confirmed. Now, these two guys ended up leaving after finding out that I was not paid by anybody and continue to not be paid by anybody to talk about the things that I talk about, but not before they offered more money. They said, you know,
again, this is exactly what they did with Samson, who's coming on at 6. We covered his video last night in the news updates. very insistent, especially at the end, that if someone was paying him, they would pay more.
No, if you were paid, we'd pay to know who's paying you. And whatever they're paying you to share these stories about Diddy and his connection to other celebrities will pay you more to share the opposite story. They let me know also that they had about 10 other influencers that they were planning on visiting. And we did find one of them just moments after we finished the show. We finished talking to you guys, actually. Samson popped up.
All right. So she talks about Samson now. We covered that one last night. If you missed the video, we've got a P. Diddy playlist in the description box below this. But she also finds another influencer who I think is in Arizona. Let's go up to that fellow. Let's see what else she's got to say here.
Big, you know, bulky guy. And then the boss man who sort of steps in to sort of clear things up, but not exactly clear them up. Now, they claim their names are Robert James and Peter Deegan. Who knows?
Robert James. That's like Sean Smith. So common.
Knows whether or not that's true. I already reported them to the police. I happen to have some cop friends. We want to look into whether or not these individuals are actually registered as private investigators, because at least in the state of California, you do have to be registered and licensed as a private investigator. And I think the same can be said for other states. There is a registry that exists somewhere. I don't know if it's a state-based registry or a nationwide registry, but we're trying to figure it out, because who is...
Go, yes. Let's track these guys down, figure out who they really are and who they're really working for.
Robert James and Peter Deegan. They're probably not even their real names. Like Robert James. Okay. Robert James. My name is Jason Allen. Yeah, Johnson. It's just like, please. But they've also apparently visited other TikTokers. Here's another video of a TikToker that popped up. You guys have been like tagging me and everything. You have been my sleuths all over TikTok, finding these people who have had similar experiences. So here's this guy quickly talking about his experience.
So this morning, private investigators in quotations chose to show up on my doorstep that apparently are going around and contacting numerous influencers that talk about Diddy and then do deep dives on Diddy as well. Now, obviously I didn't talk long, but I was curious who they were, what they wanted, and why the fuck they were showing up on my property. And how the fuck they got my address. Best believe I had a special little something sitting in my hands that you could see from a pretty good distance
if you know what he
means. If we know what he means. He's going to bust a cap in their ass. All right, let's stop sharing that one. Let me get rid of that one. There we go. Yeah, so that's three we know of. If anyone else has found any other clips of investigators showing up at influencers' houses, please send me an email. My email is atwood.shaun@hotmail.co.uk, or go to my website if it's up. I know it was hacked and taken down. We're trying to get it back up. I'm not sure. I'm always under attack. This is what happens when you're over the target. If you can find any others, because what I'd like to do is when we get Samson on at 6, I'd like to show him some of these clips and get his reaction. And find out, you know, if he's talked to these influencers, and what, you know, what the game plan is to find out who these people are really working for. And I'll do the poll again, like I did the poll yesterday. Do you guys put a 1 in the chat if you think the private investigators are working for Diddy? Put a 2 in the chat if you think the private investigators are working for someone way more important, or a group of individuals way more important. Trying to influence the narrative here, protect the vested interests, protect the brands, because we know how much they value the precious brands. Samson Coupon, 6 p.m. Thanks, Kazza. Yep. And then Ron is coming on now. Yep. Looks like we've got some threes as well. Ones, twos, and a few threes, mostly ones and twos. All right. Thanks, guys. And then I'm back at 6, and then tomorrow I'm back at 1 p.m. with Ryan Dawson. He's got a lot to say about Diddy, World War III, Trump, this the Gate situation, and the secret project that Ron has been working on. He's completed it, and we're hoping to launch that project in the next couple of days. And it's going to be mind-blowing, folks. He's done a hell of a job. All right, so stay tuned. This video will customize you over to Ron's stream. And stay tuned for that one. And we will see all y'all soon. Thank you for tuning in.